woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Friday before the long weekend.
Yay!
Woo! All right. So it's 16 degrees today. Right now. It's going to go up to 20 today, which is kind of cool for this part of the summer. Tomorrow and Sunday, it looks like it's going to be a little bit rainy, honestly. And then, of course, Monday, the last day of the long weekend when everybody's on the road driving home, that's when it's going to get sunny in 25.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
It's just how it works.
Good.
You can't have a long weekend with great weather.
It just can't we? Why not?
Because you live in Ontario. It's not possible. This is the way things work here. Now, there's lots going on today, including we're giving away our first round of $5,000 on the 5K Friday thing, which is going to be great. And then we'll qualify you for Monday and for next week's draw, which should be great. Let's check in with the crew. Jax, it's on your mind.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Billie Eilish because she just put out her brand new album, and I listened to this morning, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Is it?
Like, I'm not sure what I was expecting, but like, if anybody was doubtful, it is beautiful.
I feel like you have to be in the mood for gorgeous, right?
It's sometimes gorgeous, but a lot of it's upbeat, and I was surprised with that because Billie's very down tempo, and a lot of it's upbeat, and it is so sassy.
All right,
it's incredible. Yeah,
I'm excited. Producer Michaela.
It's one of my favorite people's birthday tomorrow.
Who's that?
Jax.
Hey!
There she is.
I didn't want to say anything. She's got a red tracksuit on today.
She does.
Being a birthday girl. What are you doing for your birthday?
I'm going to a cottage with two of my best friends and my girlfriend and my best friend's partners. It's going to be a really nice weekend.
Hey, yeah. Michaela, you notice how she said two of her best friends. Did you get an invite to this cottage?
I didn't get an invite either.
It's so weird. It's just so strange that we didn't get an invite.
Happy birthday. We're going to corner you.
I love you guys so much.
Oh, yeah, we believe you. Now, a couple songs from now. We got to talk about the Jays. They're back tonight for the first time since September of 2019.
Whoa.
Lots of people going. I'll tell you what to look out for. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The Blue Jays are back tonight.
Go Bluebirds,
just
as
in
I
time for
say.
Jax's birthday. Jax does not know sports or care about sports.
That's
so,
not true.
But, listen. I'm going to the York United game tonight, which is a Canadian Premier League soccer
team. Oh, yeah.
And they... Don't oh yeah, I mean, they're right.
I don't know what it
is. Well, it also sold out. Everything is selling out because people are like, I got to do something,
anything. I have to go somewhere.
And so they're saying about 15,000 people for the Blue Jays today, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's huge.
And think about that. You're going to be, like, technically you're outside because it's the dome's open, but you're, like, inside a building with that many people. That's kind of neat,
right? So here's my question, and maybe this is silly. Do you have to wear a mask in the Rogers Center?
On the concourse, you would need to.
You do, okay. But not when you're in your seats.
I think when you're... that's a good question. I think in your seat, you do.
Okay.
Unless you're eating or drinking. And then you pull it down.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're trying to be overly safe, right? Yeah. And I don't blame them. Because, like, the last thing you need is some sort of bad publicity. Somebody gets it, right?
And we, like, this is... just give us this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Like, let's keep this.
Yeah.
For the city.
Honestly, the worst part about the pandemic, I think, for everybody, except for, the pandemic itself, is that the way it's kept us all apart, right? And so it's kind of nice to see these little things. It's these little victories. I know it's only 15,000 people are like, and there's lots of people on one side who are like, I don't feel safe. And that if you don't feel safe, don't go. Right?
Absolutely.
And then the other side of people are like, open everything up. And it's like, it's okay to come up the middle and take this slow. I know America's doing things a bit different, but they always do.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, let's take the little victories here. And I think this is actually a big victory, but let's take it. Feel really good. Keep going. Keep vaccinating. Yeah. All of the things that we need to do, because there's no way that in the middle of May, we could have expected this.
No.
Remember that,
we didn't think we'd have second doses till September.
No, right. Yeah. When 70% of Canadians now have had their dose, I think it's like 70 or 80% of Torontonians have two.
Yeah. It's wild.
Which is spectacular. Yeah. But, when you think about it, like 6 to 8 weeks ago, this was not a possibility.
No.
And so I just think, like, we got to remember how far we've come, how quickly. And I know we've lost sort of track of time in the pandemic, whatever, but the last couple of months have been pretty great, successful-wise.
And that, like, because my favorite thing about Toronto is that life, that feeling of, like, there's so many people, everyone's having fun, you know, there's such, it's so vibrant, and that's kind of coming back to the city, and I just, I love it.
Yeah.
And listen, tonight, if I can give any advice to...
As the birthday girl to the Blue Jays.
To the old Bluebirds, is if you don't bat flip tonight, nobody's going to bat flip for you.
No, no, no. You have to bat flip in big moments.
Everybody, let's bat flip.
No.
Go Bluebirds. Okay? Batista.
Who bat flipped? Oh, it was Batista.
Thank you very much.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I can't imagine suing your employer is fun. Now, if your employer is one of the biggest entertainment companies in the entire world, actually, just one of the biggest companies in the entire world, that's got to be less fun. So it's little you versus big them. Now, I can't speak to either side of this, but Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney. Bless you, Jax.
Thank you.
She's going to sneeze again. You can never sneeze once. It's going to be two times.
I tried to turn my mic off.
I'm gonna try to barrel through this story.
Okay, go ahead.
If you have to sneeze again, don't worry. It's all good. Okay. So here's the deal. Black Widow is a movie that was due to come out during what became the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, just like Mulan for Disney, which was going to be a huge movie.
Sweet Mulan.
There was a few movies that were just flat out wrecked. And I think even James Bond, I don't think it's even come out yet, has it? That new James Bond.
Until it comes out with Idris Elba, I don't care. Okay? You got it?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You got it.
Now, so basically, Disney decided to release Black Widow in theaters and on streaming. And the reason for that is because in America, you can go to a movie theater. Here and in other places in the world, you couldn't or you still can't.
Yes.
Like, you can now here.
Yeah.
But that's been in the last couple of weeks. In the United States, it's been like, oh, whatever. Just go whenever you want. And
they never closed them.
Well, they did for a bit, but it wasn't for long. Now, the way a movie contract is structured, if you're somebody in Scarlett Johansson's position, and this is all based on how Robert Downey Jr. did his with Iron Man, you negotiate a base salary, and then you negotiate a price based on how well the movie does in theaters.
Okay.
So you get profit off of that. Now, everybody gets residual profit, but this is like a piece of the actual revenue as it happens. So for instance, Robert Downey Jr. made like, I don't know, $25, $30 million to do Iron Man the last time.
What?
But because it was a $1 billion movie, he made another $50 or $60 million on top of that for one movie because he negotiated a percentage of the box office.
Yeah.
The problem for Scarlett is that if you release the movie on Disney Plus and in theaters, a lot of people aren't going to theaters to watch it. They're just going to watch it on Disney Plus.
And why wouldn't they? Just stay home, yeah.
Well, yeah. And now you do have to pay an upcharge for that.
Yeah.
But I don't believe the way her contract was structured that that counts as box office. So when her agent did the deal, from what I'm understanding from this story, the agent didn't say, oh, if you release this on Disney Plus, which really wasn't a big deal before the pandemic and they weren't really doing major releases on it, you know, that counts as a box office hit. So basically what she said to them is, you're costing me money. And Disney, in its wisdom, came out, and this is a very interesting statement. They said they fully complied with her contract, and furthermore, the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus with Premier Access has significantly enhanced her ability to earn additional compensation. And this is funny.
Oh,
on top of the $20 million she has received to date.
Oh, they've done her a favor, have they?
Right. Now they're making a lot more money than 20. $20 million's a lot to us, but to Disney, that's like it's like dropping a penny in someone's purse, right? It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, with all of this, all of her co-stars are silent on it. Nobody has said a word.
Are they scared to rock the boat kind of thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be? I mean, you're part of, like, the Avengers thing and the Marvel superhero thing is the most lucrative job in acting in the world. If you are lucky enough to have one of those jobs, and you're probably talking about $40, $50 million over the next few years, if your character takes off, are you saying anything?
I'm probably going to be a little quiet, but also, like, I don't know. It doesn't seem fair. I mean, in theory, I'd be like, yeah, go ScarJo, and I'm going to stick up for you too.
Right.
But only if it doesn't affect my millions.
100%. Yeah. Now, you have to understand that to be in her position to file a lawsuit like this, you got to be pretty sure that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Because Disney's got all the lawyers.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out.
I like it. She's rocking the boat.
My bet is they settle this
and
they're quiet about it because court would be very expensive. So it, very, very interesting. Fans seem to be on her side, but everybody else is kind of quiet. And we'll see what happens with this. Apparently the movie's really good though. So that's good.
Once I stop sneezing, I'll go see it.
Why this break? You've decided to sneeze the entire break?
Listen, the air is changing, man. The air is changing.
We also need we need some filter changes
in
here.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the Olympics are always fun because oftentimes you get like a bunch of weird questions in different languages or whatever.
Yeah.
People trying to speak English, English people trying to speak a different language, trying to talk to the athletes or whatever. This one, though, there is no excuse because this person is an English person speaking to English athletes who just won a gold medal. Now, you got to remember these guys are like young. Most Olympic athletes are like between 16 and 24, right? They're just young and hot.
Incredibly athletic and very young.
And these guys were divers, and they're spectacular divers. And they, anyway, so they, the reporter asked them this question.
18 years old, it's your first Olympics, and you swam, honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you hear the joke there? This clip has gone viral.
Hang on, what?
Oh, hang on. All right, ready?
Yeah.
18 years old, it's your first Olympics, and you swam, honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
Now it's
yeah, I mean.
It's third leg. I said divers, they're swimmers. Third leg of the race.
Yes.
And 18 years old, she mentions that. So what do you think happens when you ask an 18-year-old about their quote-unquote third leg?
Stop. Michaela's losing it over here.
So they're on, like, national television in England live, and she says
you're
this.
18 years old, it's your first Olympics, and you swam. Honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
And then they pause.
That's what she said.
And then they start laughing.
And they I mean,
18 years old. It's
anyway.
Oh my god! Stop, Adam.
I mean, listen, they're 18. Of course, they're gonna laugh about that. Listen, I'm a dumb guy, and I'm 33.
I know. And did she immediately like realize what she said?
No. I don't think she knows what the third because here's the thing. She would be like our mom's age, right?
Yeah.
So she wouldn't probably get that joke and is an esteemed journalist who probably doesn't trade in blue humor like that.
You know, it's it took me a minute to get it, and maybe that's because it's been a long time since I've had any, you know, chit-chat with a third leg, but I get it now.
So if someone says your third leg is phenomenal, you're not going to laugh at that?
I didn't get it at first.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
DaBaby is now being taken off a bunch of festival lineups. So earlier this week, it went viral. DaBaby had a little speech at a festival over last weekend that was homophobic and very harmful. And he hasn't really apologized at all, just kind of doubled down on it. Now, he's been, just kind of put down by a bunch of artists. Dua Lipa has said that she completely doesn't agree with it, as well as a bunch of other artists. Elton John even spoke out about against it yesterday. And now DaBaby has been taking off of the festival lineup for Parklife, which is just a massive festival in the UK. And I mean, we've been saying all week, like, this is going to cost him millions of dollars. And you know what? Rightfully so. Ontario's back-to-school plan is going to be revealed next week. So the Minister of Education is going to be coming out early next week and rolling out that plan. It's been said the Premier did not provide much detail on what the plan would entail, but he did note that it would ensure schools have proper ventilation and that the HEPA filters are changed. He also said that they're making sure that increased protocols will be followed to have 2 million kids back to school and safe this fall. So hopefully,
good.
By mid next week, we'll know exactly what's going on. And Billie Eilish dropped her much anticipated album overnight last night. It's called Happier Than Ever. I mean, she's a beautiful artist. A lot of her music is very, of course, down tempo, kind of sad, straight up. This album was kind of a surprise because it has a couple of really upbeat songs. She wrote the entire album back in her childhood bedroom where she's written all of her music with her brother Phineas. I took a little listen to it this morning. It's incredible. One of the songs, though, it's called Oxytocin. It's sassy and it's not slow. Take a listen to this.
Look away, look away, look away. Don't wanna get involved, involved, involved. And what would people say, people say, people say, if they listen to the wall, the wall, the wall.
Look at her go.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her go. Up more than 4 beats per minute. Here we are. But yeah, the whole album is amazing. And actually, there's one track on it that if you haven't listened to it today, it's incredible. It's about female body positivity, female body shaming. And it is badass. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Now, $5,000. We kept promising you that it was going to happen on Friday.
Yes.
Well, it's Friday. And it's going to happen now. We're going to call our winner here soon. Get ready. Could be you. And we're going to put somebody else in the draw for next Friday's 5K draw, too. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're about to find out how someone accidentally steals something. I know. I didn't think it existed either.
No, no, no.
Accidental theft.
No, no, no.
You know what? I'm sure when you talk to the cops about this later, Jax.
Adam!
When Jax tells the cops about this, I'm sure she'll be like, it'll be by accident. They'll be like, yeah, sure, okay. Oh, I'm so you stole $100,000?
No, I didn't steal
by accident,
anything.
You know what? We'll just drop the charges then.
I knew it wasn't safe here with you.
What did you do?
Okay, so I went to a store yesterday on Queen East. I'm going to a cottage this weekend, so I wanted to get some new sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I illegally parked pretty quickly because I just wanted to run in and see if they had anything. So I had to be quick. Because I was just like a loading zone. So I ran in and I checked out a couple pairs of sunglasses and then I looked around and then I asked, you know, do you have any more sunglasses? And they were like, no. So I left. And then when I got in my car, I realized because I just shaved my head and it's fuzzy that one of the stickers was stuck to my head. But it was stuck in a way that it looked like it was attached to my own, like my regular sunglasses that I already had on.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like I left there with sunglasses on from the store. And I very quickly spiraled because I thought to myself, I need to go back and give them back. Like it was a sticker. Like
you need to give them back the sticker.
The sticker to explain to them that these are my sunglasses and that I didn't steal them in case I was caught on any security footage leaving.
Do you think that they wouldn't know what their sunglasses are versus your beat up old sunglasses?
I know, but Adam, I went so many places in my head.
What did you think was going to happen to you?
I thought that they were going to look at the grainy footage
mm-hmm.
and think there she is.
And it's 5 second footage,
it's
right?
5 second footage.
So it's every 5 seconds yeah. it takes a picture, and that's the footage.
And then I thought they're going to put this on social media.
And they're going to notice a tiny little circle
yeah.
sticker yeah. on your head.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe somebody saw me walking out, and I was marching because I had to get back into my car before I got towed. And I was like, they're going to think I was fleeing the scene.
Jax.
And so, Adam.
Jax, have you ever heard of theft under $5,000?
No.
Okay, so that's the rule.
Well, I mean, like, I've heard of it.
Theft under $5,000 still gets you in a lot of trouble,
yeah.
but it's under $5,000. You're not going for serious jail time. Even if you had walked out with the sunglasses, you're fine.
So I have
you give it back, but you didn't even walk. You walked out with a sticker.
But that's the thing is, I didn't steal anything, but my mind made me think I did. So what I was thinking, and I circled the block like 4 times
because
I was like, should I go back in and explain what happened?
Do you think that they get paid enough to care? Honestly, no, like seriously. If I when I worked at Shoppers Drug Mart, sorry, Shoppers Drug Mart, but they did not pay me enough to care about stuff like that.
But I was thinking,
no way.
I was thinking, I was like, is it even fishier if I go back in? And then
yes!
they're going to think she's trying to cover up the crime.
Way fishier. So you didn't, right?
I didn't, but it.
Because I would assume at that point that you would have been, you had stolen something else.
That's
that
what I
this would
wondered.
Have been like the distraction thing, right? It's like,
that's
I just want you guys to know that I walked out with a sticker and I didn't steal anything.
Well, that's the thing.
And then I'd be like, okay, what else is in your car then?
Well, that's what, and I was wondering, and then I was like, they're going to put it on social media and then people are going to tag Virgin and be like, there's the thief, there she is.
Is that where your, is this how
my
your brain works?
My brain went to a dark place, yeah. I was like, I'm a thief.
Do you know what the normal reaction to that is?
What?
Most people grab the sticker, they roll it up, and they flick it out
their
window.
I have it in my car still, and I uncrumpled it because I was like, if the cops come for me, I need to have the proof.
This is... That's not a reasonable reaction. You know that, right?
I know that. But it's because back in the day, I was at the bay, and a bra got attached to my Columbia jacket, the Velcro on my arm, and I left the store. And they came after me.
Did they get their bra back?
Yeah, and they were
Hold on. Did the bay survive that? Was the bay okay?
I was in trouble.
No, I know. Listen, I know they're a bra away from bankruptcy.
But
Did the bay make it?
Adam, this was real for me yesterday.
For everybody else listening, you have to understand how absurd this sounds.
Other people have definitely accidentally stole.
Okay. I'm sure, maybe. But I don't think they've spiraled the way you have. They were probably like, oh, I just gave it back.
Are you not proud of me for not going in, though?
I'm not. I think... You asking me to be proud of you of this situation, I feel like you need to, I don't know where the shame in your life comes from or this feeling that you're all, your default is always, I did something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why, because you never do anything wrong.
Because I'm a maritimer.
It's wild to watch. I can't, you know that some people go, their instant thing is, I didn't do anything wrong?
I know.
You should consider that.
I realize that I'm not a criminal, but I realize that I'm not a criminal. But Adam, that doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't make me feel not like one in the moment.
Hey, Jax, don't worry. This is from Milton. Don't worry. When I was around 3 years old, I took a gorilla off a store shelf and hid it in my stroller. My grandmother never noticed until we exited the store, and she let me keep it. So there you go.
Did the cops
that
come
wasn't
for
an
you,
accidental
though.
Theft. What's that?
Did the cops come for
I'm
them?
I'm sure
though.
They're going to come for you now.
Oh,
I just said you're in Milton. They're going to be looking for
God.
That gorilla. So, 416-872-9999, 999-999, text. I want to know, A, if you can relate to Jackson, B, you ever accidentally stolen something? God, it's a good thing Vay got that bra back. It's close.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You accidentally stole something. Like, actually accidentally. What'd you do? 416-872-9999.
I do. One, I just want to say I love you guys so much. I listen to you every morning.
Aww, love you more. Thank you so much.
So, Jax, actually, when I was 8, I was walking around, like, one of those Claire stores with my mom,
nice.
And I grabbed one of the hair clips.
Yeah.
And forgot I had it in my hand, left the store, was halfway across the mall with my brother and my mom, realized I had it, had such a freak out that I was going to get in so much trouble that I made them walk all the way back to give it back. I was in complete tears, and they were like, it's okay.
It's okay. We made this for 5 cents.
Hey. Claire's is high quality.
I completely get the guilty feeling because I would have probably thought the exact same thing.
Now, if you haven't heard the story, Jax walked out yesterday after trying on some sunglasses, and she ended up with the sticker price from one of the sunglasses attached to her head. Now, it's important that you know that she didn't walk out with the sunglasses, just the price sticker. But then she assumed and spiraled that, you know, that somehow maybe that they would think that she walked out with the sunglasses. Now, Jax has got her old beat up sunglasses.
Yeah, and I thought that on the security, they would think that, oh, those, she ran. And I circled the block a couple times thinking, should I go back in and return the sticker? But then I realized that that's more efficient.
It's unreal. Okay, all right.
You know what, though, Adam? A lot of people are sticking up for me on the text line. Texting the 289, I relate to Jax. I'm 40 years old and I still get butterflies like I'm doing something wrong going into the liquor store. Texting the 416. In New York, my mom and I went to a CVS to look for a couple things. She took out some baking soda in her hand and then we couldn't find the rest of what we were looking for, so we left the store not realizing the baking soda was still on our hands. We went back to return it as soon as we realized. Text the 905. Can totally relate. I think it's an East Coast thing. I'm from Newfoundland and got home from Costco one night. Realized they hadn't checked in the food saver that I had in the bottom of my cart. Got home and it hit me. I checked the bill to make sure they hadn't charged me. I dragged my husband back to Costco in the middle of his supper to return it. And he thought I was insane.
Now, first, I can tell they're East Coasters because it's supper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because dinner
and then I
supper.
Also, I don't know if you noticed that, but Jax read that text with a bit of a maritime accent. Can you do a Newfoundland accent?
Oh, not.
Can you
not,
read
I can't
it a bit? Can you do a thicker Cape Breton accent and read a little bit of that text?
I can totally relate. I think it's an East Coast thing. I'm from Newfoundland. I got home from Costco when I realized I hadn't checked my food saver in the bottom of my cart. Got home, hit me, the bill, checked it. dragged my husband back to Costco in the middle of a supper to return it. They thought I was insane. And then my husband asked me if I would need bail posted. Ha-ha. Love the show. Got a text on the 905 here too. Once I accidentally stole a case of water from the grocery store, it was at the bottom of my shopping cart and I didn't realize it until I got to my car. I hate that feeling. She said, I laughed as I loaded it into my trunk. And then that is the first and last time I ever stole anything.
Oh my God. Keep these stories coming. They're great. 999-999 attacks.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's a long weekend, baby. And here's what is going to be open and closed for the civic holiday. So closed on Monday, banks, mail delivery, government offices, and libraries. And open, some grocery stores and markets, select LCBO and beer stores. Malls are going to be open citywide, though they will probably be operating on holiday hours. You can check online or call individual stores and malls for hours of operation. Indoor and outdoor attractions, you know, like the CN Tower that just opened, also at Toronto Islands and the AGO are going to be open, though that will be operating on holiday Monday hours and, of course, will require a booking in advance. Ariana Grande has released a 100% vegan fragrance. So she released this new perfume. It's called God is a Woman, of course, named after her song. It comes in a lavender-colored bottle. It's sized at 1.7 ounces. It'll cost you $55 or 3.4 ounces for $70. It's cruelty-free, it's vegan, and it's her first perfume with clean 91% naturally derived ingredients. She's getting into the scent game. And, of course, tonight, the old Blue Jays are playing in real life.
Well,
you know what I mean. Like here. Adam, okay. Listen, I'm the sports girl on this show.
I'm sorry.
I'm the sportscaster. Of course, Blue Jays are going to be playing tonight. This is their first game here in Toronto in real life. 15,000 people expected to be in the stands. And if you're going to be there tonight, be good so we can keep this going. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. And another 5K Friday. Keyword. Because we already gave away the money.
That's right.
So you want to be in for next Friday's draw? Because it was pretty cool when Francesca won hers. We've got that for you at 10 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
How much is your love worth? We all have a price. What's it worth?
Priceless, baby.
No. What's it actually worth?
$10,000.
$10,000? Okay. All right.
Is that low?
At least we're being honest, right? I'd rather have that. Now, did you know that you can sell your love?
At this point, nothing surprises me about selling things on the internet.
Okay, well, you can sell your love on the internet as an NFT, like an influencer did. She is a Polish influencer, and basically, she's got like 250,000 followers, and men, really love this person.
Okay.
26 years old. Her name is Marta Rentel.
Oh.
And she sold her, quote, digital love rights in an NFT, which is $1 million... Polish Zloty, which is their currency, it's for $250,000
American. You know what?
So it'd be like 300 Canadian.
Add a girl.
Yeah.
Add a girl.
So it was completed July 13th, and we're finding out, yeah, I said 250,000, double it. She's got more than that. And I guess the guy that bought it, very private, but wanted to, you know, was a big fan, wanted to own...
That's a safe bet. A safe bet if you spend $250,000 or whatever on the internet buying somebody's love. But I love it because she's smart to do that.
Well, I think so,
too. Make your money, honey.
And she said it doesn't mean in real life she can't fall in love with somebody or she sold that. She said it's her digital love.
Yeah, it's her digital
love. So you bought her digital love. You bought the original token to her digital love.
If there's a market, do it.
I find it insane that Emily Ratajkowski sold one of her Instagram posts for $140,000. Which is a lot of money, right?
Like sold it as an NFT.
Sold it as an NFT.
Wow.
Jack Dorsey from Twitter, he sold his first tweet as an NFT for $2.9
million. Why does he need to sell things? He doesn't need any more money.
The source code for the initial launch of the World Wide Web, like WWW, sold for $5.4 million. It's kind of like, you know, it's their collectible digital items, right? I'm just shocked that she got... $250,000 for something objectively that's a joke. Like at least Emily Ratajkowski, it's an image. Jack Dorsey's first tweet is a tweet. The
like
source code for the World Wide Web is the source code for WWW. But she got $250,000 because she said, "Here's my digital love. Now pay for it." That's brilliant. You can do a lot with $250,000. You invest that, you're doing pretty well.
You know what? Maybe she just needed. Yeah. She was smart. We just actually got a message from the 647. So an NFT is like the first digital copy. Somebody is asking,
right.
What
so
is
what
an
is an NFT?
NFT?
It's called a non-fungible token. And basically what it is you know how there's like a million versions of the Mona Lisa out there. Yeah. You can get a fake version of the Mona Lisa at HomeSense, right? Yeah. But there's only one original, which is in France. The digital version of that is called an NFT.
So essentially, you own the original copy.
The one copy. There might be copies like it, but you've got the one that's got the original coding on it, and it's on something called a blockchain, which is essentially an encrypted file that no one can basically hack.
She's smart, man. She's smart. I like that. I mean, I worry for him and what his expectations are. That's going to start a life and a family.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't even think she has to meet him.
I don't think so either. And I love that he's, you know, she's doing that, and he's just that rich and silly to be spending it.
Imagine having that kind of money.
You know what, Adam? I can't.
Being that kind of money and then being that obsessed with an influencer?
Yeah, maybe. You know.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What happens when you say, I love you to somebody, and they don't say it back, and they just hug you?
You panic about it publicly on the radio.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I posted the video on my Instagram of us talking about it.
Yeah.
And some of the comments are just like ruthless. Like just people damn, Adam, you blew it. She's going to ghost you.
No,
that's it. Relationship done.
No.
and then someone's like, Adam, it's okay. A hug is a very underrated form of expressing love.
Somebody texted when we talked about it originally, though, and they said the hug was because they wanted to get so close to you.
I got a bunch of text messages saying, Instagram messages saying, I'm really stressed out about this for you.
Yeah,
I'm stressed out too, man.
A lot of people were following up about this.
So,
So what happened?
So last night we got together for the first time since.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, it's still sort of new, so you don't want to like wreck things, right? So instantly, like, I walk into the room and I know that I said it. She knows that I said it.
And
but
wait,
nobody's acknowledging it.
Okay, I was going to say, have you guys acknowledged it in any sort of way? Text, like,
not
anything?
Not really.
Okay.
No. So I think it's too bad TJ's not here because I would love to say that he was the inspiration on this one. Sometimes TJ says extremely awkward things.
Yeah.
And the way he gets around it is he's funny.
Yeah, hilarious.
So,
I thought
the best strategy here would just be to kind of come out and be funny about it if I could.
Yeah,
so
and like
essentially,
he's like charming funny. Yeah.
I wasn't being like I wasn't trying to be weird or whatever. And basically, I kind of made it about how I was like braver. And that I'd come out with it. And like, it was like, yeah, you know, I'm just a pretty brave guy. Come out and say what I think. You know,
hang on.
Just bear
Did
with me on this.
Did you challenge her?
I know.
Did you challenge her?
I said previously, obviously, Jax, I said previously that like there was no pressure. Whatever. I just said how I felt and that she didn't have to say anything. So I was like, well, you know, I'm just a brave guy. I'm a real man. Stands up for my own feelings. I'm in touch with myself. Modern man.
Didn't you show her? Okay, yeah.
So, and then I thought this was funny. But I was like, yeah, I guess. And I'm like, I would look at her and I'd be like, feels like there's something you want to tell me. Is there anything you want to tell me? Like, just, because listen, it's going to be awkward anyway, right? You may as well just mess with them.
So instead of waiting to see what happens, you made it even more awkward.
Well, she was laughing, and the laughs seemed genuine.
Yeah, and she's a cutie. Yeah.
And she said it back.
Okay, so what did she say?
She said, well, you know I feel the same way. And I said, what do you mean you feel the same
way?
What do you mean by that? Feel the same way about what? And we were eating dinner. I'm like, do you feel the same way about dinner? Like, we're both enjoying this? Or what's the particular subject that you feel the same way about?
And did she say it?
She said it.
She said what?
She said, I love you too.
Yes! It could have gone so many ways.
So I guess I did challenge her, but a little bit. But I was like, you know what? I didn't know how else to do it. Like, what was I going to do?
I'm glad you thought of it as a sport. And I love that, though. I love that this is good and healthy, and that she said it back because I don't know what we would have done if she didn't. I don't know.
There were a lot of people, and thank you for reaching out, who were like, hey, listen, if it doesn't work out, I've got somebody who's really great for you.
Me, TJ, and I would have some damage control to do here in the studio. We just got a text from the 514. Shout out to Montreal. Oh my God, Adam. Yay!
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Text from the 647. Oh, yeah, Adam is a Virgin Radio love story. Text from the 519. Good. I didn't know how this would go. Good.
So
good. You deserve love, madame.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank everybody does. Yeah. I think so. It's really cool. But now, here's the question, okay? So here's the thing that I'm not really sure about now is, like, how do you work it into language again? Right? Like, it's been a bit.
Don't worry about that. That in between is weird.
If I were to text her to say hello this morning.
Hello, I love you. No, that, it'll come so naturally. It'll come so naturally. But yeah, don't worry about that. That phase is so awkward.
Okay. All right.
At least she said it back.
Thank God. Hopefully she didn't wake up regretting it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do we have to focus on this?
Yes, we do.
What are we focusing on, Jax?
We're focusing on the fact that earlier this week you told your girlfriend that you loved her and she didn't say anything back. And then we waited with bated breath all week because I was very hopeful that, you know, she just said it, didn't say it because she, you know, was overwhelmed.
Do you know how many people told me people I was going to be on Ghosted?
People were mean to you.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, you're going to be on Ghosted, you're going to be on Ghosted. By the way, for everybody asking, Ghosted's coming back. Don't
it
worry.
Is coming back.
We're just
back,
letting Toronto have a summer to mingle again.
To get ghosted.
And then to be ghosted because we believe the lineup is. So if everybody that's asking, yes, Ghosted's coming
back. Ghosted is coming back. But you finally saw her last night and you razzed her. Mm-hmm. But she said, I love you back.
She did. It was more like it was sort of. I didn't know how else to handle it, right? So I was just trying to handle it with some humor. And Jax was, when I explained it to Jax, she was like, so you challenged her. Because I kept saying, like, do you have something you need to tell me? Like, I feel like there's something you need to get off your chest. And anyway.
I've met her, though. She knows how to razz you right back. I love that. We got a lot of texts. A lot of people were invested in this to find out if you were going to get dumped or to find out if you were going to be loved. And I got a text from the 416. I'm so relieved because you weren't going to let this go until she said it back to you. And I love that. Text from the 403. Shout out from Calgary. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God didn't want Adam to be on Ghosted.
See?
Yep. Text from the 705. Who needs Young and the Restless? Congrats. And phew. I think a lot of people were worried. Text here, also from Montreal. Yes, attaboy, this stressed me out. I couldn't focus on work. And then we got a text in the 416. And if you look back on the video, I got a little teary. This person actually cried. They said, love this.
They cried?
Made me cry.
Well, listen, I'm sorry that such a not profound love story made you cry because, like,
I don't know where you have been for the past 18 months, but we need something right now.
Okay.
We need something to believe in. Mm-hmm. And if it's you being told I love you by your girlfriend, that's all we need right now.
Now, serious question.
Yes.
So when you told Michelle you loved her, she shut down because she was going to tell you under your favorite tree in Trinity Bellwoods.
No.
Because you guys are, like, I know you're EastEnders now, but you were such a West End couple. It was ridiculous. Now, I want to know. Mm-hmm. So you say it the first time, and then that's you can sort of get that off your chest. But the thing that I mentioned this in the last break, working it into, like, everyday conversation.
Oh, it's so awkward.
It's weird, right? So do you remember how that happened for you?
I think she said it the next time, and we were just being cozy on the couch. Like, after we both said it to each other.
She just looked at you and said, I love you.
Yeah, we were just, like, cuddling. And she's like,
adorable.
She's like, I love you.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't make me cry. It's weird.
You cried, didn't you?
What's that?
When she said it, didn't you? You cried.
9 times out of 10, I'm crying. I'm a softie. I'm a softie. You know that. And as I get older, I'm getting softer. It's bad. It's true.
It's turning into my dad. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario's back to school plan is going to be revealed next week. Don't you worry, my friend. The minister is going to be giving out details early next week, rolling out the plan. That's what Ford is saying anyways. He said we're making sure that the increase with protocols will make sure that 2 million kids going back to school are going to be safe, as well as the teachers. The premier did not really provide much detail on what the plan would entail, but he did note that it would ensure that schools have proper ventilation and that HEPA filters are changed regularly. DaBaby is in a lot of trouble, as we know. And, I mean, rightfully so. Earlier this week, he didn't really apologize for saying a bunch of really homophobic and dangerous and pretty much ignorant things over the weekend at Rolling Loud Festival in Florida on the weekend. And he's losing, I mean, he's losing fans. Fellow artists are, you know, condemning him for his behavior. And now it looks like he's lost his chance to play at a festival, British music festival. Parklife has announced that he will not be headlining and he's not invited and that they don't condone his behavior. So, DaBaby, like we said earlier this week, losing out on a bunch of money.
Well, he's just going to lose millions of dollars. The thing is, too, like, you know, the argument that he and his friends have come back with has been, well, if Lil Nas X can go out and be gay, why can't I be over here saying what I think? And that,
that's not the way it works.
That's not the way it works.
No.
And I think, you know, at a certain point, when a bunch of people speak out after what you said, like if you're at a dinner table, okay, and you say something, and you believe this something, and everybody at that dinner table looks at you and goes,
excuse me,
that is extremely offensive, rude, mean, have you considered all these things, and you still double down, you might be the person who's got a closed mind. And that's, it's unfortunate. Like, I know there's religion that plays into this for some people or whatever, but at the end of the day, man, like, he's going to get a song drop from a bunch of radio stations. He'll be successful no matter what. Yeah. But I just feel like this is a guy that was going to be A-list famous.
So many opportunities.
If he doesn't switch this soon, he'll be a guy who didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
And there's a big financial difference with that.
And at least we caught it now, though. Don't be homophobic.
It's easy, right? It's just so easy. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make
any sense. I'm sure that a lot of other artists and festivals will be speaking out against that as well. Billie Eilish just dropped a brand new album overnight. This is her big album everyone's been waiting for. It's called Happier Than Ever. She wrote it with her brother, of course, Phineas, who writes all of her songs with her. It's like, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Billie is very, you know, kind of melancholy and very emotional. I was surprised that it wasn't as slow as usual. Like, we really thought it was going to be slow. There's one track on it called Oxytocin. People are going crazy for it online. Here's a little listen to it. Look away, look away, look away. Kinda wanna get involved, involved, involved. And what would people say, people say, people say, if they listen to the wall, the wall. Yeah, the whole album, I mean, like I said, is beautiful. A lot more up-tempo than I thought, so you can take a full listen to that. And, that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Another 5K Friday keyword for you right after Elijah Woods. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. 3, 2, 1.
Virgin Mornings Rankings.
Unbelievably, Simon Cowell has made the decision to cancel The X Factor. Now, that brought us everything from Leona Lewis to One Direction to Fifth Harmony. Some big names that came out of The X Factor.
That's right.
But even in, I guess, even in the UK where it still runs, not doing well. He does got talent here, right? So he's
like,
good.
Every show has its time, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time for this, you know?
So what we thought we would debate today, and we really want you to weigh in on this one because, you know, we like to debate the important things on this show.
Mm-hmm.
The best reality TV show competitions of all time. What I'm talking about is it can't just be a reality show. Which is like, you know, Real Housewives. That's not a competition show. It's just a great reality show. I want to know about the competition ones. The ones where there's something at stake, no matter how frivolous and silly, and how you would rate them. Give us your top three all time. Jax, you're going to kick us off.
Number three.
P. Diddy's Star Maker.
Oh!
Do you remember that? Because I forgot about it.
Yes.
I was thinking about, like,
making the band, though.
Yeah, no, it's just Star Maker.
Is that what it's called?
Because it was Making the Band, and then there was Star Maker. I think he was executive producer on Making the Band. But yeah, it came out. It only ran for one season because it wasn't very good. It was like back in 2009. And he would like choose from a bunch, like I think it was like a dozen or so singers. And then they would kind of like help them along the way. They were trying to make a star. Like you were trying to like make a perfect star. And it didn't go. It never came back after. It didn't come back for 2010.
Well,
it's
shocking that it didn't because I bet the person just disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm bringing producer Michaela on for this one because we need some more people weighing in because TJ's not here. So, Michaela.
Mine is The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
Who doesn't love guessing what's under that mask?
And what network is that on? CTV. That's right.
That's right.
All right. Now, number three for me is an old school one.
Okay.
I'm going back to the OG Survivor at number three.
Yeah.
The original Survivor, the first cast. I can remember the first guy's name and what he won. Richard Hatch, he won $1 million and he won that really busted-looking Buick thing that they
had. Wasn't he naked a lot?
Yes, he was naked a lot. Yeah. And he lost like 50 pounds on set for this thing. Like, you think about that now, right? We're like, everybody's like, hey, he lost like 50 pounds. It's like, you starved them.
He was also he was also a gay man, wasn't he? And he was one of the first, like, gay men on reality television, which was amazing. Yeah.
By the way, the car he won was a Pontiac Aztec. They don't make Pontiac or Aztec anymore. Remember that? Do you remember that boxy thing that he got, that he won?
It's what Walt drove in Breaking Bad. That's how.
Is that what he drove?
I remember. Because he was cooking meth in an Aztec. Yeah.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't got to that season.
Yeah.
Number two.
Jax.
You haven't got to the season. Oh my gosh. You need to watch Breaking Bad. Okay. So number two for me is Making the Band. We had so many stars, so many celebrities, so many folks coming in to make the band. If you give me the simple recipe of making a star or making a celebrity or making any sort of bad boy band, I'm in. Making the Band was for me.
And Dave Chappelle's copy of it, like his version of it, was hysterically funny as well.
Oh, so good. What about you?
Producer Michaela.
Yeah. What's up?
Mine is The Circle.
What is that?
Don't do that. No, what? No.
Adam, you haven't seen The Circle?
That's the Netflix one, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix and everyone's like locked in a room and they have to either create an alias that's not them or one that is them and make people like them and become the influencer.
Okay.
I'm addicted to it.
I'm going to bring you back to March and April of last year when Too Hot to Handle kicked off.
You and TJ loved this show.
Too Hot to Handle is so great because here's the thing. They bring a bunch of shallow, really hot people together. They all have great Instagram followings.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to try to make you better people.
That's right.
And that's what they do. And the whole thing is they're not supposed to hook up. So if they hook up, the pot of $100,000 that they're all supposed to win gets more and more.
It's
very difficult. I think it would be, listen, even if they weren't hot, like if they look like me, if there's a bunch of people look like me, eventually you're going to try to hook up with somebody. Yeah. But, and then they lose a bunch of money. And then at the end of the show, somehow, some way, the producers are like, we'll just give you the money anyway. And they find some reason to give it back to
them. I don't know how we continue to think of these show concepts. I really, really don't. We just continue to keep
going. It's just, you know, it continues. Yeah. And number one for you is going to be interesting.
Number one.
Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
Why? Because it's so entertaining because naked people are putting in weird compromising positions and they have to work for the money. And that's what I like because you know what? A lot of these reality shows, these reality competition shows, you don't really have to work for it anymore. And Naked and Afraid, you really have to work for it.
You do. You really, really do.
Yeah, and I like that show. I think it's really entertaining.
Okay. Michael.
Mine's Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
Now, what is it for you? What do you love about it?
Because how can you take Chad and Brad and Brett and be like, be better for Sarah, Sally, and Susan?
That's right.
Like, it just doesn't work for me.
And you're like...
and it's so entertaining.
They're doing these challenges, Jax, and you're like, this isn't going to last.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be good for a week, and that's it.
Really?
And then after 4 days, they love each other.
I don't believe in any of that.
Really?
No, I don't believe in, like, those sort of romance shows. I just can't do it.
Okay. Now...
You
my number
naked
one.
Naked and Afraid.
My number one is Big Brother.
Really?
Now, I'll say Big Brother for this. I've never watched a single episode of Big Brother. But here's what I know about Big Brother, okay? Every time I bring up Big Brother, we talk about Big Brother in the air.
People love it.
People go nuts. Yeah. There are two types of people in this world. People have seen an episode and are addicted to it forever. Yeah. And people who have never seen an episode and don't get it. And I am in the I don't get it. Yeah. But I know the passion. So here's the passion with Big Brother. There's episodes on and they're 2 hours long and they're every day of the week. And then there's like Big Brother Extra, which you can go stream online and you can watch it there. And people are like, I watch a couple hours every night just watching people just bumming around doing stuff. And I think when a reality show can put out that much airtime, that much content.
For sure.
And have they, Big Brother
out
at the same time Survivor did.
Yep.
So we're talking almost 25 years here.
It's legendary. Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest reality show of all time.
I want to be on it, but I think I get eaten alive.
There is a Big Brother Canada, right?
Yeah, there's a Big Brother Canada. I want to do it, but I think that I get eaten alive.
I think you do okay.
I become incredibly manipulative.
Which
and
I
just
like.
Overtake everybody.
I like that
one
for
or
you.
The other. One or the other. We don't know. I'd love to.
Hit us up. Top reality competition shows of all time. Give us your top three. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The best reality show competitions of all time. And we're doing this rankings because X Factor was finally canceled.
Oh.
Now,
it kind of fizzled out here about 6-7 years ago, but in the UK, still huge and still pumping out star power, but I guess nobody's watching it. So they're still getting great talent and they're discovering great talent, but they're just not finding the right people. So what Simon Cowell will do is continue to collect enormous money and do Got Talent in the United States, right? Because why not?
Good for him, you know, just making money.
So Dan wanted to say that we forgot a big one, and it involves Simon Cowell. It's American Idol, right, Dan? Why do you pick that?
The very first year where Kelly Clarkson won. Because it was so new. It was like a sensation overload. Like, I just couldn't get enough of watching it, and no one had ever seen anyone like Simon be so rude to people and cutting. And I think it all got tired after that, and they all sort of, you know, had to have a mean judge and this and that. But I think that first year, it just captivated people.
It was great.
I called in, and my mother was so mad because the charges were so high.
Oh, that's right. They made it, it was like 25 cents a text. Yeah, and like call, and it was $3 a minute to do a vote.
She was livid.
I know.
Weird thing with American Idol. You remember how Seacrest had a co-host?
Yes.
Yeah, Brian Dunkelman.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Yeah, so in the first season. So, weirdly,
He killed him off.
And I don't know how. No, he didn't kill him.
Oh, okay,
so Dunkelman, like, left after the first season and whatever. Yeah. And so, anyway, I follow him on Twitter, and he follows me back. And we, like, DM each other from time to time. I don't know why, but it's, like, my odd celebrity connection is that Brian Dunkelman and I are DM
Dunkelman?
Buddies.
But I liked him better than Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. He's a comedian.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember this dude.
Yeah, he's really funny, really cutting sense of humor. And it would have been a good balance for Seacrest, who's kind of vanilla,
Did Seacrest, like, get rid of him?
He's so boring.
Yeah. No, but that's Seacrest's charm. Is that he's just a charming guy. Yeah.
There can only be one? Yeah. Or
I think actually Dunkelman made the choice not to go back. He didn't want to be seen as like cheap and cheesy, but probably one of the worst decisions in entertainment history was not going back.
But that was the best show of all.
Oh, it was so good. Amazing.
Dan, thanks for the call, pal.
Love you, honey.
No worries. Have a good day, you guys.
Jax, can you give us some more text messages before we roll into the long weekend?
A bunch. 647, Wipeout, 100%. And
Wipeout.
Wipeout was so good.
Wipeout. Okay, so when I used to live with my mom as an adult, which I did 3 times, don't ask, I remember coming home one night. And I did evenings here at Virgin, and she was up late, right? She's an early morning person or whatever, and she's like laughing, and she's like, and I walked up to her bedroom, I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, she's sitting there laughing in her room. She's like, I couldn't sleep, so I put this on, and she's watching Wipeout.
Just in tears, crying.
It was a great show.
I like that. You know what? I like that story the most out of this. Marilyn Dennis crying in bed, watching Wipeout. We got a text here from the 905. Love Island is my number one, and then number two is Haunted or Manhunt 3, and then number three for them is The Circle. The Circle is really
Michaela
good.
Loves that
producer
show.
Michaela was saying how much they love that. Also, just ton of texts for Big Brother. Also, Fear Factor.
With Joe
Fear
Rogan.
Factor.
Yes.
Oh, my. That's
They tried to bring that back, and it didn't go so well.
Oh, right. What happened there?
Because I think the thing is that, like, in the 90s, things were pretty wild, and I don't think we realized it at the time. Like, back then, you could dump a person into a snake pit and not have animal rights groups down your neck, right? Yeah. A lot of what was scary about that show was, like, animal-related bugs and things like that.
Serpents on there.
And now they won't let you do that because, you know, you could hurt the animals.
Absolutely.
And that's probably the way we should have thought the whole time.
Absolutely.
So the fear and the Fear Factor thing this time around was less scary because, you know, less animals.
I have to say this one. I loved the Pussycat Dolls version to make a new girl group, and we got Girlicious from it. I forgot about that. And that was one of the best shows ever.
Okay, Girlicious. Can I tell you a story about Girlicious?
Yes.
And then we'll go. They came to Halifax once. Mm-hmm. I was doing overnights. It's my first radio job that I really
what
loved.
What did you
right?
do?
So first off, it wasn't good because before the interview, and it's one of my first interviews ever, I back the car, the 101.3 Virgin Radio car, into a pole.
Oh,
and that was bad. And my boss was like, you're probably going to have to pay for that. And I was like, I have no money. You're not paying me anything.
I don't have anything.
And then, second, when I interviewed Girlicious, I had to get them to read something. And they couldn't. They just couldn't read it.
Yeah.
And because a couple of them couldn't read.
Okay.
So I had to walk them through the whole thing, and they were embarrassed, and I was embarrassed, and it was a terrible day all the way around. It was just bad.
I'm so happy on a sunny Friday of a long weekend. You told us that you and Girlicious didn't have a great time.
We did not have. I tried my best. I tried my best. They were very nice. Very, very nice.
Really, some really good behind the scenes content.
I know.
There,
it's not every interview goes well.
Okay.
So,
well,
anyway.
I hope that you have a really nice weekend.
Hey, you're going on vacation.
I am going on vacation. I'm going back to Halifax for a couple weeks.
Say hi to Colette for us.
We will love her.
And enjoy your 2 weeks off. Well deserved. It's going to be me and TJ for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And Jax, it is your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
You are 33. Congratulations on making you 33. I'm glad we're the same age again.
No, you are still older than me. So
and
I appreciate that.
Have the best time this weekend.
Thank you. I love you.
Going to miss you.
Don't do this.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.